Hi, you've got Linda Leahy on the radio right now. I'm taking over for the next hour on the KX93.5 Takeover. It's a fundraiser, and I'm hoping that my friends and anyone who likes the next hour's worth of music will call in and pledge some kind of a donation to this awesome station. I've lived in town for about 37 years, and I can remember driving around with nothing but static on the radio, so what a pleasure to have this station, which not only plays great indie music and tosses in a few oldies for us oldies, but you also keep us informed about the weather, the traffic, any emergencies. It's just a great station, so I hope you'll support it and keep it in business. The song that you just listened to was written by Steven Van Zandt, and it was it expresses his belief in what patriotism is, but in a positive, nonpartisan way. Jackson Browne sang it, and Stephen said that being a patriot is about fighting for freedom, truth, and justice. And I think that's what we all want. I just want to say one thing, because I have an opinion, and as most people know, I like to express it. The elections. Now, don't go running out of the room screaming like your hair's on fire. I just want to say that there are many good people who voted for Trump. There are many good people who voted for Clinton. And it is what it is. And as we know, life is 10% what you get and 90% what you do with it. So I hope that you will get involved either on a local or county or state level in whatever interests you. And over the course of this next hour, I'm going to maybe make a few suggestions for you. But in the meantime, I'd like to share with you a song that I would take to a desert island. It was originally recorded by Love in 1968. Yes, I am that old. And in this particular case, it was covered by Calexico in 2004, Alone Again Or.
I waited patiently.
I hope you enjoyed that. Again, that was Alone Again. And before we give you the next song, I'd like to remind you that this is a fundraiser that we're doing here at KX93.5. And if you'd like to call in and speak to me and pledge a donation, you can call 949-715-5936. If you're if you'd like to go online, you can do it at www.kx935.com/kxtakeover. And if you're a little bit shy and you want to just call the office and make a donation, please do 949-715-4859. This next song is just one of my faves, too. It's by Poco. It was released in 78. And don't worry, I'm coming up to the current century soon. It's called Crazy Love. Hope you enjoy it.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to unwind. Stars in a summer sky that fall without a sound, and then pretend that you can't hear these teardrops coming down. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my
back. It's Linda Leahy. I'm sitting in for an hour. I took over the radio waves, like it or not, and I'm hoping that someone will call in with a donation. If you want to call the studio, it's 949-715-5936. The office, if you're a little mic shy, is 949-715-4859, or you can donate online at kx935.com/KX Takeover. Okay, the next song is Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgraves, and it's about accepting others and yourself, whether skinny, fat, gay, straight, whatever. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Enjoy.
Drink, then you're just get so many trips around the sun that you're only, only with once. So make lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls, if that's what you're into.
Together in period one, Fridays at 8:15. Now I see your face in the strangest places, movies and magazines. I saw you talking to Christopher Walken on my TV screen.
But I will wait for you as long as
ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you. I used to work in a record store, now I work for my dad, scraping the paint off of hardwood floors. The hours are pretty bad. Sometimes I wonder where you are, probably in LA. That seems to be where everybody else ends up these days.
But I will wait for you as long as I need to.
And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you.
On the air. I think we have a caller right now. So, hello.
Hello, Linda. How are you? My name is Peter.
Hello, Peter.
You know my wife very well. She does yoga with you, Sandy.
Oh, Peter, thank you. Yes, Sandy.
Yeah, she tells me that you two are the queens of the headstand at Bob Metzler's class.
Oh, yeah. We usually go to the bathroom when he does that.
Suddenly,
we both have to go to the bathroom.
But he caught you, didn't he?
Yeah. No, we hide in the corner, and people just hear giggles from our side. So.
I'll tell you
She's
what.
A doll.
I never thought Sandy would hide in the corner. But listen, I just want to salute what you're doing, Linda. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Taking on this challenge. Good for you. That takes a bit of courage.
Yeah, it does, actually, but here I am. So I really appreciate it. I see that you made an online donation, and I really
We did,
do.
And we're going to make another donation.
You are?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Our office staff is is so impressed that everybody's going to donate another $50. So we'll make another $250 donation.
Wow! Thank you so
much.
Well,
I've been meaning to do that actually for some time because I'm a big fan of Tyler and Jason Fetty.
So, they are amazing.
They're superb, and Jason Fetty has to be one of the wittiest people in North America. He's a really great guy.
You might be prejudiced because you guys are from the same country, but...
No, we're not.
Oh,
I'm Irish.
I've insulted both of you, I think.
No, maybe me, not him. But look, I'd also like to say, you know, for all the work you do in Laguna, all the altruistic work you do for the better good, and Sandy tells me all about you, and we're really grateful to have you in our community like you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, and thank you to the gang for that lovely, generous donation.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay,
right.
Let's have a drink over Christmas.
Perfect. See you, Peter.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, that was awful nice. Gosh, I'm kind of speechless, but as most people know, that doesn't last long. So the next song we're going to play is by Ben Folds. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to find a song that you can play on the air that Ben Folds does because he says a lot of naughty words. But this one was written for his daughter. It's called Gracie. And this is my chance to give a shout out to the Assistance League's Early Intervention Program. As a member of the Assistance League, you can hold a sweet little special needs baby for an hour every Wednesday from 11 to 12. It's something I've been doing for almost 11 years, and it's really an amazing program. I know Chris Keller has mentioned the program before, too, and we sure appreciate his support. And this is also dedicated to my niece's awesome kids, Taylor and Ella, who live in town. If you want to check out the Assistance League program, you can go to allagunabeach.org. Thanks, and here's Gracie by Ben Folds.
You can't fool me, I saw you when you came out. You got your mama's taste, but you got my mouth. Have a part of me. Nobody else is ever gonna see Gracie girl. With your cards to your chest, walking on your toes. What you got in the box, only Gracie knows. Girl, life flies by in seconds. You're not a baby, Gracie, you're my friend. You'll be a lady soon, but until then, you gotta do what I say. It off in my arms watching TV. I won't move you an inch even though my arm's asleep.
That was Gracie by Ben Folds. Just as a reminder, my name is Linda Leahy, and I'm taking over the airwaves from 1 to 2 today on KX93.5. This is our fundraiser, or their fundraiser, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope I can encourage you to make a donation. You know, this is just a wonderful thing to have in town, and I hope everybody appreciates it, especially you oldsters who remember that we didn't have any kind of radio here in town. So if you'd like to make a donation and speak to me, it's 949-715-5936. The office line is 949-715-4859, or you can donate online at kx935.com/kxtakeover. The next song is by Edie Brickell and Steve Martin, that wild and crazy guy. And they have a really fun album. He writes the banjo music and then gives it to her, and she writes the lyrics. And this is a real sweet song called Friend of Mine. It's dedicated to all my good friends and my family, all of whom I love dearly. So here's Friend of Mine by Edie Brickell and Steve Martin.
Eugene, are you there, Eugene? write my number on a soggy paper towel, and the car went down. And when we were finished making out, we noticed that your skinhead friend was gone, long gone. And you looked into my bloodshot eyes and said, is it too soon if I call you Sunday, Eugene?
Was Hey Eugene by Pink Martini. If you ever get a chance to see them live, they've played at the Barclay a few times. They are hysterical. I'd like to take a moment now to thank some of the folks that have gone online and made a donation to KX93.5. My good pal Colleen and Linda and Michael Hogan and Mike Signotti and my nephew-in-law Jason Valoria and his lovely wife, my niece Holly. Ex-city manager Ken Frank, thank you. Best friend Norma, my bro Dennis, Catherine Hall, Dan and Corinne Mulrennan, and Sandy and Peter Nealon. Thank you so much for your generosity. And if anybody else out there is feeling generous, maybe you'd like to call me. I'm at 949-715-5936. Okay, the next song is Jailer by Aisha, who's a Nigerian-French singer-songwriter. And it reminds me of two things, my many travels to Africa and the 12-week Citizen Academy I just completed, which is designed to give ordinary citizens a glimpse into the everyday life of the Laguna Beach Police. And I'll tell you what, it taught me a lot. Scared the you-know-what out of me a few times, but I realized that it's not easy being a cop, even in Laguna. So this is a shout out to them, and that's actually where I met Tyler. So the next academy starts in early February, and I really would recommend it, so sign up. So this is Jailer by Aisha.
Mm-hmm. No, 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 no. I'm in chains, you're in chains too. Our uniforms and you are uniforms too. I'm a prisoner, you're a prisoner too, Mr. Jailer. Oh, I have fears, you have fears too. Die, but yourself will die too. Life is beautiful, don't you think so too, Mr. Jailer? I'm talking to you, Jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let him eat without sin. Be the first to cast a stone, Mr. Jailer. Suppress all my strategies. You oppress every part of me. What you don't know, you're a victim too, Mr. Jailer. Oh, you don't care.
will work for you. So you treat me like a modern slave, Mr. Jailer. I'm talking to you, Jailer. Marketplace, don't throw stones. Even if you do, you just might hit one of your own. Life is not about your policies all the time, so you better rearrange your philosophies. I'm good to your fellow, my dad. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let hear you is without saying, be the first that cast the stone.
By Aisha. I hope you enjoyed that. Once again, we're taking over the radio, and I hope that someone will call in and make a pledge. You could call the studio at 949-715-5936, or in the office if you don't want to be on air, at 949-715-4859. Or you can make a contribution right from your computer at kx935.com/KX Takeover. This next song I want to play for you is by the Avett Brothers. It's called Kick Drum Heart. I just love this song. It's so upbeat, and he talks about how he's got so much love in his heart that it pounds as loud as a kick drum. Hey, that reminds me. Do you like to sing? We have a wonderful community chorus here in town called Laguna Tunes, and it's made up of a bunch of fun folks who love to sing, and we have an awesome director named Bob Gunn, and we give 2 free concerts a year, and one of them, as a matter of fact, is this Friday at 7 p.m. at the high school. So check them out, and you know, there's no auditions. You don't need to be able to read music, but it does help if you can carry a tune, okay? So check that out at the high school on Friday at 7, or you can go to their website, LagunaTunesChorus.org. So this is Kick Drum Heart by the Avett Brothers.
Yeah, my heart like a kick drum. My and cold. I'm so surprised to find more. Always surprised to find more. I won't look back anymore. I left the people that do. It's not the chase that I love. It's me following you. My heart like a kick drum. My heart like a kick drum. My heart like a kick drum. My love like a voice. My heart like a kick drum.
Give us that last drum beat. Fun song. Okay, the next two songs might be a little sad, but actually, I have to tell you, I took ukulele lessons through the Senior Center a couple years ago, and I like sad songs, and I had to stop taking ukulele and go in for guitar because you can't play a sad song on a ukulele. It just has a big old smile on its face. So that's just a little aside. So the next songs, one of them is Moby's Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad? And in the case of REM's Try Not to Breathe, it might be from the point of view of a person who's actually making the ultimate transition. And having just lost a dear friend from high school and my uncle very recently, I know it can be a very sad time. But there's another great organization out there called The Heartway, which is a nonprofit that offers free, compassionate care to individuals who are facing the end of life. Dr. Andrea Dearhart and her volunteers can help make what's often a sad and scary time an opportunity for sharing, forgiveness, and even peace. In fact, I heard about the Heartway for the first time right here on KX93.5, and I've been volunteering with them for almost 2 years, and it's been very, very rewarding. If you'd like to reach them, they are at www.theheartway.org.
Why does my heart feel so bad? Why does my soul feel so bad? Why does my heart?
Why does my soul?
soul feels so bad.
Try not to breathe, I can hold my head still with my hands at my knees. These eyes are the eyes of the old, shivering and bold. I will try not to breathe, this decision is mine. I have lived a full life, these are the eyes that I want you to remember. I need something to fly over my grave. I need something to breathe. I will try not to burn. I can hold these inside. I will hold my breath until all these shivers subside. Just look in my eyes. I will try not to worry you. I have seen things that you will never see. Leave it to memory, me. I shudder to breathe. I want you to remember. To fly over my grave again. I need something to breathe. Baby, don't shiver now. Why do you shiver now? I need something to fly over my grave again. I need something to breathe. To memory me. Don't dare me to breathe. I want you to remember. I need something to fly.
Leahy again. I'm on KX93.5, in case you haven't noticed. We're doing a takeover this week, and we're trying to raise money for the station, which I hope you will help support by calling in a donation on the studio line. You could talk to me if you wanted to, 949-715-5936. And we have a call. So let's say hello to Hello. Hello.
It's Dennis and Choo Choo Boy. You're calling.
Hi, Dennis and Choo Choo.
Hi,
hello,
Daddy.
Linda.
How are you?
We're good. We're just trying to support you, and you sound so professional. And
maybe
so,
they'll hire me.
I don't know, like you're professionally trained or something.
Yeah, right. Thank
it's
you.
It's your radio debut.
It is my. It's probably my debut and my finale, but that's okay.
So we just pledged $25 million.
Thank you so much. I think I'm leaving now. I think my job is done.
That's it.
No, I appreciate whatever. I appreciate whatever you pledge. So thanks all for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Well, we love you. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so there's no segue for this next animal or for this next nonprofit. It's, do you like animals? I mean, I could have played who put the dogs out, but I don't think you guys would have liked that. So, but if you like animals, you could volunteer at our local animal shelter, walking dogs or sitting with kitties. But I'm warning you, I volunteered there for 10 years and I ended up with 3 dogs when I volunteered there. So just beware. There's also the Bluebell Foundation in the Canyon, which has a wonderful program. They offer lifetime care for senior cats whose owners can no longer take care of them. And their website is bluebellcats.org. There's another wonderful rescue organization called the Pet Rescue Center in Mission Viejo. They're at thepetrescuecenter.org. My sweet dog Watson came from there, even though I had no intention of adopting another dang dog. And don't forget the dog park. I'm proud to say I was president of RUF, the nonprofit group that worked to open the first dog park in Orange County almost 25 years ago. And you can support the park by going to their website at lagunabeachdogpark.com. This next song is also a Ben Folds song. Tyler was able to dig up a cleansed version of it. It's called You Don't Know Me, so enjoy.
I wanna ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's head? Things I felt but I never said. You said things that I never said, so I'll say something that I should have said long ago.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You could have just brought me up on the table like a mannequin, or a cardboard stand up and paint me in the face that you wanted me to be. See, we're down by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes, yeah sure, trace and memorize, but go back once you know.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. If I'm the person that you think I am, clueless chump you seem to think I am, so easily led astray, an errant dog who occasionally escapes and needs a shorter leash, then why would you want me back? Maybe it's because
you don't know me at all.
So that was Ben Folds, You Don't Know Me. Before I play my last song, I just want to reiterate that there are lots of organizations that offer volunteer opportunities, from singing, holding babies, loving on dogs and cats, comforting folks who are in need. So I hope you'll consider one of the many fine nonprofit organizations we have in town, and not just the ones I've mentioned. You can go to www.volunteermatch.org to find a volunteer opportunity that speaks to you. You won't be sorry. So go out and make yourself feel better by volunteering. Do some good around the hood. Now that is a good slogan. I just made that up. I know that someone, I don't know who said it, but someone said, volunteering is the ultimate exercise in democracy. You vote in elections every year or two, but when you volunteer, you vote every day about the kind of community you want to live in. Thanks for listening, and the next last song is All Will Be Well by the Gabe Dixon Band, and I hope it inspires you to feel positive about your life and about your fellow man. Thanks for listening.
The new day dawns, and I am practicing my purpose once again. It is fresh and it is fruitful if I win, but if I lose, ooh, I don't know. I'll be tired, but I will turn and I will go. Only guessing till I get there, then I'll know. Oh, I will know. And all the children walking home past the factories can see the light that's shining in my window as I write this song to you. And all the cars running fast along the interstate can feel the love that radiates, illuminating what I know is true. All will be well, even after all the promises you've broken to yourself. All will be well. You can ask me how, but only time will tell. The winter's cold, but the snow still lightly settles on the trees. And a mess is still a moment I can seize until I know that all will be well. Even though sometimes this is hard to tell, and the fight is just as frustrating as hell.